I wanted to ask you about climate change. What is the impact on tigers of climate change? What kinds of efforts are being done to protect them in the face of that disaster?
When I think about tigers and climate change, I think of tigers being in the same boat that we are all finding ourselves in. You know, I feel that, yes, if we cannot stop catastrophic climate change, then climate change will likely become the number one threat to the survival of wild tigers above what is currently the number one threat, which is this drive to farm them and reopen trade in their parts and products. I wanted to say also that I think that so the efforts to stop climate change and to adapt to whatever climate change now is inevitable is about all creatures in tiger habitat, all creatures globally. So the measures that are being taken are to help tigers and humans. And indeed, in parts of Asia, specifically on the Indian subcontinent, where most of the tigers now live, climate change is a substantial and immediate threat.
There was a wonderful series on PBS recently called Earth, New Wild, I believe. And one of the episodes went to a tiger refuge in India. And the point was made there that tigers are actually really important to our own survival. Did you have a chance to look at that? I mean, not just as an emotional, you know, that we all need the wild, but that they actually protect the forest.
Yes, one of my good friends in India says that tigers keep forests standing. And it's true that where land is set aside for tigers, the whole complement of the forest is protected. And within that whole complement are things that we need too. The trees that clean the air we breathe, the forests of the planet forests are the lungs of the planet. And, you know, they also provide clean, fresh water that humans need. These forests hold plants that are used as medicines and foods that people rely on. So, yes, so tigers keep standing this incredible resource that everyone on the planet needs to in order to continue to survive.